The Painful Toe. George was excited about today's lesson in class. Today and tomorrow, they were going to discuss about the importance of looking after your feet. George had a verruca before, so he knew a bit about foot care. He felt really happy because he helped to explain the importance of foot care to his friends. "How was school today?" asked George's mum as she picked him up at the end of the day. "We learned all about feet, and I told everyone about verrucas and how to look after your feet," said George. "Oh, that's good," said George's mum. The next day in class, George and his friends continued the lesson on foot care, and they learned the importance of having properly fitting shoes, and also the importance of cutting the toenails properly. They also looked at different shoes and what they were used for. Early the next morning, George's mum prepared his breakfast and then hurried to prepare herself for work. She was the manageress of a clothes store. "Oh, my nails are too long," she said, as she reached down to put her shoes on, so she went to the bathroom to get the nail clippers. She cut her nails very short and then put her high-heeled shoes on. "Remember, mum, you should not cut your nails too short," said George. "We learnt that in class yesterday," he added, as they both left the house together, but she had already cut them too short. It was a long day at work, and George's mum spent a lot of time standing up assisting customers. This was a very normal day for George's mum. She worked long hours standing. A few weeks later, when she was at work, she began to feel pain at the side of her big toenail on her right foot. "I wonder what that is," she thought. Back at home, she looked at her toe, and it looked a little swollen, but she left it alone. A couple of weeks later, the pain only became worse. George saw his mum holding her painful foot. Her toe was now red and swollen. George remembered what he learnt in class. "I think you have an ingrown toenail, mum," he said. "I think you are right," she replied. She tried soaking her feet in warm water, but that didn't help. She put a plaster on it, but that didn't help. She put some padding around it, but that didn't help. She even tried to cut the toenail, but that didn't help. In fact, the toe became even more swollen and red. Finally, it was becoming too painful to even walk, so George's mum booked an appointment to see the podiatrist, which is a foot doctor. The appointment was after school, so George went with his mum to the podiatrist. The podiatrist examined George's mum's foot and told her that it was an ingrown toenail. He treated the nail and told her that it occurs when a piece of sharp nail grows into the flesh and sometimes becomes painful. "Avoid cutting your nails too short and wearing high heels, as these can sometimes cause ingrown nails," he said. George's mum was now very careful about the shoes she wore and would only wear high heels occasionally.